on here and you show you can work the Congress. Now try to get some of these thinkers that scratch their tail and let's see what we can do with the playground or the juveniles or the governors or anything else that you can propose. Do you think we ought to have a constitutional amendment on voting? Let's have it. If just get me some things that you'd be proud of to show your boy and say, here's what your daddy put through in 1964, 5, 6, 7. And I just lock up everything else this week to try to do it, because we got to lock it up over the weekend, get over memos and drafts and say, here's what I'd like to have for this shop. Now, I know one thing. I want all these lands that we are taking over from the defense. I guess they go to GSA, not to you. I want them turned over to Interior. They use as conservation projects wherever they can, and I'd like for, if you got any real top officials, see what we could, I guess that's not your business, but what we do about Brooklyn Navy Yard, can't we trade it for some seashore, or can't we turn it into something that can do something for recreation places, and get these kids out of the Harlem dumps. Figure anything you can that gives us some vision now. I remember when they just tore Roosevelt's speech in 37 on that Slum Clearance Act here, and I put the first one in the United States in Austin, Texas. And now it's just essential, but we just got to have 25-cent minimum wage. I voted for in 38. They said it'd defeat me. Only 3 congressmen in the South voted for it when we held the caucus. But that's 25 cents an hour. Look how bad that looks in retrospect. You try to figure out something that we can use there, not just the own field, but if you got any other, I'd like to have it.
All right, Mr. President.
Thank you, Nick. And get that Royce and let him know that if he's got anything that you're pussyfooting on, you won't know about it.
No, this is he's done it before. He's one of the bomb throwers in there. And I'll speak to him about it. He's a nice fella, you know, but he talks with some of the SNCC people and the Corps people, and then he criticizes us.
Well, now, are you sure we're moving ahead and doing everything that we need to do on the McCloskey-Baker thing so we don't get vulnerable?
I think so, Mr. President. You check on it at least once every day.
All right.
I think we're moving on that.
I just want them to say that I buried it and whitewashed it and dug it up, and I think there's a lot of talking, and I don't know who you've got over at the Star. But I wish that's always been a Justice Department organ. I wish that some of y'all would say to the noise or whoever the editor is, if he's got anything, we'd really like to have it. The president ordered you to go full steam ahead, and you have. And if they've got anything, they'd like to have it. I don't know what they have got, and they make a great play that Walter Jenkins is guilty of some heinous crime, because he presented a letter that an insurance cousin of mine wrote me saying he was going to use part of his fee in advertising, and the fellow said he'd do the same thing. Now, we never could see anything wrong with that. Molyneux pursued it for a year and thought that we had deducted the premium. Well, we didn't deduct it. We took it out of surplus just to keep from losing the company if a death occurred. We can't see anything wrong with that. Then they said, well, his statement varied with Reynolds. Well, this time I bet Reynolds just varies all over the lot, but we never do show that, and they never do bring it out. They bring out everybody else's evils, but they never show that Reynolds is totally undependable. Have you got your people doing anything to confirm, they bring up these Air Force and State Department reports on that man? Shouldn't they go back and confirm all that stuff and bring it right up where show every divergence of testimony all the way through on this man, on his credibility? Aren't you going to have to show a grand jury that he's totally undependable some of these days?
Yes, and we're doing that, Mr. President, because we gave them all the original material on that.
Well, his State Department and Air Force stuff didn't look like to me it was too well done. It seemed to me that if you're going to see whether the fellow's credible or incredible, that they ought to go and talk to these folks that told them these things. This woman that he wouldn't let come in until he made her and stuff like that. It looks like you ought to bring that right up and make it hard.
Right.
Hard stuff. I don't know what you've done with this auditor. Looks like to me he ought to have been indicted a week ago that burned these records. One time they burnt some records 3 years in Texas after an election, and after the law said they could burn them. And it made headlines in the New York Times for a week up here.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this auditor of Reynolds burns his records.
Mm-hmm.
That would show that he didn't draw this money out of the banks. And it's down at the bottom paragraph of the last end of the story, and it's through.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it seems to me that Williams and those folks are relying on a fellow that's that incredible. Did you see Drew Pearson on TV Saturday night where he went into this?
No, I heard about it. I did not see
it. He held up his reports and said he's going to present them, and he's going to read them, and he's going to tell folks that this fellow was totally and always had been a psychotic. And he didn't really let him have both barrels of it. But it seems to me like that if a man, a tax accountant that's recognized by the Treasury Department, is burning records, that we ought to be in there with a hell of a good interview from him and see all about it.
Mm-hmm. I don't think the records were under subpoena at the time, Mr. President.
No?
I don't think I can get him on a crime, but I certainly can get him on an interview. I think he has been, in fact. But we may be able to lean pretty hard on him.
I think you ought to have your best man meet with the Internal Revenue man and see you. Because this guy is trying to overthrow this government. And I think if he's got anything, and he's right, and it ought to be overthrown, that's one thing. But if he is a maniac and a crank and a corrupt man, which we believe him to be, we ought to show it.
All right.
And with his accountants and with the bakers and with whoever else is in it. If all Walter Jenkins done anything corrupt, let's know it. I know of nothing that the man has done, and I can't see anything that he's done. But they claim that there's a great difference, and they're going to make him testify. I don't know what he testified. He spent $1,200. What it proves? It's not $1,200 the government's money.
I don't think it proves anything, in fact. And
why don't you say to the Star and the Post confidentially on a social occasion that you've had this thing now, and you've got a good man, and you've got the Bureau, and the Internal Revenue's been working on it a year, and you've got this publicity, but if they've got anything that you can tie down, you'd like to have it. So they know that this is becoming a demagogic thing, but we don't want this Roscoe Drummond stuff and with another Harding administration. And it looks to me like it's pretty far-fetched to assume we are.
Okay. Try to get lunch with those guys this week on each paper.
And talk to them about other things, but then say, by the way, wind up now. Yeah. What do you, if you have anything, we've gone into this pretty well. We can't find out where he withdrew his money, and we see he's burned his records. And if you've got anything that you can get to us, and we find out he won't talk to the FBI. I don't imagine they know that. I don't imagine Norris knows that this criminal won't talk to the FBI, or won't talk to Internal Revenue. They can't locate him. I don't imagine he knows that he was McCarran's and McCarthy's man. And he did this all the time he was in the service. But I think he ought to tell him that here's what you've done and see if we can't have a little something else. Because we oughtn't to go through this every day and every month for the next year.
All right, I'll see.
Okay.
See what I can do with
this.
All right.